Today is Thursday, May 27th. We'll tell you the latest about a tragic workplace shooting in Northern California. Also, there's a new type of investigation now into the origin of COVID-19. And new research shows COVID-19 immunity may last years. We'll explain. Plus, which major movie and TV studio Amazon is buying, how you can now hide the likes on Facebook and Instagram, and where to watch the reunion Friends fans have been waiting for. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with another shooting rampage, this time out of California. It happened at a light rail facility for the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose. It provides bus, light rail, and other transit for the San Francisco Bay Area. Authorities say an employee there set his own house on fire early yesterday morning, then drove to the facility where he shot his coworkers. At least 8 people were killed. They say when sheriff's deputies arrived, the shooter killed himself, too. Now, investigators are trying to figure out what might have motivated him. The man's ex-wife told the AP she remembers he would come home upset several years ago and tell her he wanted to kill people at work. But back then, she never thought he was making serious threats. In response to this latest attack, President Biden again asked Congress to pass new gun laws. He's been pressing lawmakers to consider reforms like banning assault weapons and closing background check loopholes. In the past, Democrats say mass shootings are becoming more common because the GOP is unwilling to tighten gun laws. But Republicans have accused Democrats of politicizing tragedies to push for changes to the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. So expect that debate to continue. The AP reports this is the 6th mass killing in a public place so far this year. America's top diplomat says he's made big progress during his trip to the Middle East, but there's still a lot of work left to be done. For the last couple of days, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been meeting in person with Israeli, Palestinian, and Arab allies, and he's been making some big announcements along the way. For example, he says the U.S. is going to reopen its consulate in Jerusalem to help oversee some outreach to Palestinians. He also promised to restore hundreds of millions of dollars in Palestinian aid that was cut off in the last administration. At the same time, though, the U.S. will continue to give the Israeli military billions of dollars a year, too. Beyond that regular aid for both, the U.S. is also promising millions more to help rebuild Gaza after the latest round of fighting. The United Nations says people there still desperately need basic necessities like food, water, and medical supplies. The next hurdle, though, will be making sure the U.S. assistance doesn't go to the militant group Hamas, since the U.S. considers the group a terrorist organization. Through all of this, there's at least one bright spot. Last week's ceasefire that ended the latest conflict between the Israeli military and Hamas is still holding up. But Blinken says formal long-term peace talks are still far off. U.S. intelligence officials, not health officials, are now in charge of an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Their new probe will be focused on 2 scenarios. 1, whether COVID-19 came from some kind of infected animal, or 2, whether it started with an accident in a lab. Remember, the U.S. has been under pressure to launch its own investigation, since many say the one done by the World Health Organization was incomplete and not transparent enough. So President Biden ordered this new review yesterday, and he says he wants to see a report on it within 3 months. Specifically, he says the report should include specific questions for China to answer. Remember, the first reported COVID-19 cases in the world were in Wuhan, China, back in December of 2019. There's some evidence to suggest people were getting sick before then, although it hasn't been proven. Either way, China says it's now the target of a smear campaign. But back home, Republicans in Congress say it's time for President Biden to start getting tougher on China. Stay tuned. For some people, immunity to the coronavirus could last at least a year. 2 new studies say people who recovered from COVID-19, then got vaccinated against it, likely won't need booster shots, like a lot of other people probably will. Researchers specifically looked at volunteers who got COVID-19 about a year ago. In those people, scientists found cells that remember the virus and churn out antibodies to fight it. And one of the studies says those cells even get more powerful as time goes on. But it's still not clear how the new COVID-19 variants might affect that. Health experts do say it's possible for people to get reinfected, and that's most likely when they come in contact with 2 different strains of the virus. For now, the advice remains the same. Scientists say the best protection is the vaccine, even if you had COVID-19 already. We have more news coming up, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with today's sponsor.
I know the past year plus has been especially stressful, but you still deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve your goals and feel like your best self. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for our mental health. And BetterHelp makes it so easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. And it's confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling, where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month. Just go to betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Amazon is making a major move in entertainment. It's buying Hollywood movie and TV studio MGM. MGM was founded 97 years ago and is known for its Roaring Lion logo, along with well-known movies and shows like James Bond and Shark Tank. In fact, MGM has a catalog of 4,000 films and 17,000 TV shows. Amazon plans to use that large library and the beloved characters that come with it to create new movies and shows, too. Analysts say this could give Amazon Prime Video more power in the world of streaming, so it can really go up against Netflix and Disney. The nearly $8.5 billion deal is Amazon's second largest acquisition in the company's history. The largest was when Amazon bought Whole Foods back in 2017. But critics are worried this latest deal just makes Amazon that much more powerful, and some lawmakers are urging regulators to take a closer look before giving the final okay. Google is getting even more into healthcare. The tech giant cut a deal with a national hospital chain to help turn patient data into new healthcare tools. HCA Healthcare includes about 2,000 hospitals in 21 states. Both companies say Google will develop algorithms to help hospital staffers do their jobs better and more efficiently. This could mean analysis and alerts for doctors and nurses so they can respond quickly to changes in a patient's condition. It's also said to be for other parts of hospital operations like HR and supplies. This isn't Google's first deal with big hospital systems, though. For example, Google has already teamed up with the nation's second largest healthcare system, Ascension, as well as with the Mayo Clinic. And all these deals have faced privacy concerns. Unlike the others, though, HCA Healthcare told the Wall Street Journal, Google will not get access to any information that identifies patients. Two of the world's most popular social media apps are now giving you the option to hide the number of likes or just leave it as is. Facebook and Facebook-owned Instagram actually started testing this idea a couple years ago. Apparently, they found people were pretty divided on this one. Some people loved hiding likes, others really did not. So now, the platforms are giving everyone the chance to decide for themselves. The idea to hide likes was originally about mental health, especially for young people. Some users feel anxiety and embarrassment if what they post doesn't get enough likes. So if you're interested in going like-free, for whatever reason, you can choose to turn them off on your own individual posts and or for other people's posts you see in your feed. Get ready, Friends fans. The Friends reunion is finally here, 17 years after the hit NBC sitcom went off the air. To be clear, this is a reunion, not a reboot or a sign the show is coming back. It's just a one-time, unscripted special where the original Friends actors come together again to reminisce about what was. It includes some fan-favorite guest stars and other celebrity cameos, all on the original soundstage. Friends, the reunion is available starting today on HBO Max. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we're talking about all kinds of things you need to know if you plan on traveling this summer. But first, here's Erica again with more about today's sponsor, Stamps.com.
Are you still going to the post office, still paying full price for postage? Well, you don't have to, thanks to Stamps.com. And just think about what you can do with the extra time and money. I know when I don't need to run that extra errand, it frees me up to just relax a little more in my day. It also means I get to cross another thing off my to-do list faster. Stamps.com allows me to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from my computer. And especially for any other businesses that mail out a lot, this can be a game changer. Whether you're a small Etsy shop or in a bigger office or navigating a new remote work life, Stamps.com can help you handle your mailing and shipping needs with ease. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code NEWSWORTHY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in NEWSWORTHY. That's Stamps.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Let's talk summer travel. After a year of most Americans being cooped up at home, it looks like millions of people are ready to make up for lost time. In fact, TSA says it's now screening almost as many passengers as it did back in 2019. Before COVID-19 happened. There's a problem with that, though. The travel industry hasn't totally recovered from the pandemic. For example, a lot of customer service people were laid off last year when airports weren't that busy. So now they're short-staffed, but busier than ever. Reservation lines are getting swamped with questions about vouchers and flight credits given out when flights were canceled last year. Other people are calling to ask what kind of COVID-19 protocol is still in place. So if you need to call for any reason, expect a long wait time, and not just on the phone. In the airport, TSA says it's also understaffed by thousands of workers, and it will be fall before it's back to full strength. So that means you might notice longer waits at security. And once you do get through, it will be harder to pick up a pre-flight coffee or magazine, since a lot of restaurants and stores still haven't reopened. The trouble doesn't end after you land, either. Rental cars are also in short supply, since, remember, companies sold off a lot of their fleets just to survive during the pandemic. And hotels are understaffed, too, and some amenities aren't available. So bottom line, this summer, plan to be patient and flexible as much as possible. And that's your thing to know today. Thank you for tuning in today. And don't forget, we offer ad-free episodes if you sign up as a Newsworthy Insider. Go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. We'll be back tomorrow with more news. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.